Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Now listen to this. That you came here at all means you believe it. That you are standing here now and expecting means you agree it is yours. Now, the issue of whether you have or not is irrelevant. You are already proving your faith. Now, as we go on, before anyone touch you tonight, your healing will have dropped on your life. Do you know that God has been ready for long? He's only been waiting for you to get ready. That you have come now and you have presented yourself now, it means you are ready. Therefore, I declare you healed now. I decree you are made whole now. In the name of Jesus. Just as the service is on, the healings are dropping. As it is on, you don't have to wait till the end. As the service is on, deliverance is happening. You will be receiving it. The proofs will be up in your hand. In the mighty name of Jesus. Put your hands together for the Lord. Infirmities. He took your infirmities. He took your infirmities. If something has been taken, it's no longer there. And 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24. He says there that by his stripes ye were healed. Now, listen to this please. I like you to pay attention to this. God does not take things as men take it. If you as a man wants to take this handkerchief, you take it once and you go. You have taken it. Are you listening? But if God takes this handkerchief, now listen to this. The Bible says, whatsoever God doeth, he shall be for how long? Now listen to this. If God takes, a man takes once, but God keeps taking till eternity. Hello? Do you understand what I'm saying, please? When a man takes a thing, he takes it at once. Listen to this. I am a man and I want to slap this man. I will put my strength into my hand and I will give it to him. If I want to slap him again, I will do it again. And then a time will come, I will be tired. If God wants to slap this man, anything God does, it is forever. Do you know that's the reason why Bible you read, the things you read inside, they are things God did through people thousands of years ago. But you are reading it, you are quoting it, and the same thing is happening for you today. How possible is that? Because when God does a thing once, he does it forever. So if God slaps this man, the hand will keep moving till eternity. Then if this man comes to tell everybody, hello, men and brethren, God just slapped me. I stayed in that place and he slapped me. Now, why is he sharing it and telling you? So that you also can carry your head. The hand is still moving. So any head that goes there will get a slap. Till eternity is still slapping man. That's why every story, every testimony in the Bible is keeping getting repeated. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. That is why I am too sure about your healing. Except if God cannot do it. Can God do it? Good news, there is no sickness here that didn't do it before. There is no sickness here that God didn't do. Every sickness here has been accounted for. It was done before. It was done before. And he's still doing. And he will keep doing. Because whatever God doeth, it shall be for how long? Say it again. Shout it out. There's nothing new under the sun. Every case has been handled before. Do you know, I also discovered, when Jesus was here, at every time Jesus was praying for the sick, every one person were always healed. There was nobody who remained. There was never anybody who was told come back tomorrow. Everybody who came, God healed everybody. Everybody. There was never a time some people were left behind. So, if he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, now how many people will be healed now? If you will be healed, why not lift up your right hand and declare it with all your heart? Jesus, I'm getting healed here now. I receive my healing here right now. Right now, right now. This very moment my healing is settled. I receive my healing. In the name of Jesus. There are 55 cases of instant healings in the New Testament. Instant things in the New Testament. And 90% of them has to do with healing. It looked as if Jesus was always in a hurry to heal. But do you know the explanation for it? The explanation for it was that the price already has been paid. Now, somebody has bought groceries for you. He has bought them, Bonvita, Milo, soap, all. He bought them and paid for it. When you get to the supermarket, do you go to pick again? Do you go to pay again? So what do? You just get there and take your bag. That is quick. That is sharp. Is somebody following me? That's why. In 5 minutes, by the time the prayers are done, 5 minutes maximum, every case here will have been settled. Every case, leaving none out, because Jesus never left any out. In the name of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 8 verse 3, a leprous man met Jesus and he touched him and the leprosy was cleansed immediately. There is no case hard for him. You know what leprosy is? But it disappeared immediately. It disappeared immediately. Immediately. God does not operate as men operate. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Maybe you have suffered that thing for 20 years. You won't need another 20 years to be free. Somebody said, is it that easy? Yes, it is that easy. If you will just allow this ridiculousness to make sense to you. If you will just for once put aside your sense that is creating problem, that will not let you believe anything. If you will just for once put it aside and receive these words that looks like foolishness and walk in this foolishness, I tell you, in the next 5 minutes when prayers are offered, that 20 year sickness will disappear. In the name of Jesus. In Matthew 20 verse 34, two blind men met him, and he touched them, and their eyes were opened immediately. Immediately, their eyes were opened immediately. That means opening of their eyes was already settled by God. Because they were in ignorance, that's why they remain in blindness. The day they met Jesus was the day they knew, oh, you mean this thing is mine already? And they were ready for it and they got it. You will get your own right now. There's a story in Mark chapter 2 from verse 1 down to 12 about a paralyzed man. Who wanted to be healed by Jesus? And scripture says that there was no way into the hall. It was a crusade. The place was packed full. There was no way in. But this man asked those who carried him to open the roof and lower him down. Do you know something? That man was not expecting to return paralyzed. If he was expecting or coming to try, he never would have done that. I am sure they must have asked him, what about the owner of the house? What do we tell him? He said, don't worry. When I'm healed, I'll pay him. They must have asked him, where are you going to pass? The place is full. He said, don't worry. When I get there and I'm healed, I will walk out. He was so sure about is returning that he was returning healed. He was not expecting to return back with the way he was going. Your expectation will determine the miraculous that will come your way now. What are you expecting? What are you looking forward to? Now, not just healing, you must picture how that healing will happen. Is it going to take 2 weeks? Is it going to take 1 week? Is it going to take immediately? You have to picture it. That is what they call expectation. Where you are, what is happening to you now is not news. We know about that. But where you are going to be in the next few minutes is the news. And it is you who will decide. It is you who is going to decide. It is you, and if your mind is decided, you are having it the way you want it. I say you are having it the way you want it. Now listen to this. Apart from the fact that Jesus took your sickness, and I've told you, God does not take things the way men take it. When a man takes it, takes at once. But when God takes, he keeps taking. His hand keeps moving. He's still taking. And he keeps taking till eternity. That's why he will take for every one person here now. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because he's still taking. And he keeps taking. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Apart from that, you must also know that by reason of salvation, you are seated in the heavenly places with Christ Jesus. That's what Ephesians 2 verse 5 to 6 tells us. That you are seated in the heavenly places. You are an heavenly citizen. Now, look at this. When a king marries a lady, where the lady is from does not matter. She may be from the poorest family in the village. But the king chose to marry her. From that moment, she becomes the queen. Where does she now sit? She sits in the what? And she sits with the king on the throne. So the moment you became saved, you became the bride of Christ. You are seated with him in the heavenly places. Now listen to this. Maybe the king has 100 cars. But this lady, the queen has, the king has just married, cannot drive and has never entered a car. But from the day she marries the king, every car the king has becomes her own too. There are many ladies here. When you touch your husband's car, what do you say? Our car. Is it not our car? Will you need permission to drive it? Why? It is now what? From the day you got saved, you may not know it, but you are seated with Christ in the heavenly places. Everything Jesus owns is yours. Where you are seated in power and in authority. Both the sickness and the one who causes it, the devil, they are now under your feet. Now listen to this. Before the king married that woman, she was having a problem with somebody else in the village. Maybe that person even beat her. Maybe that person even slapped her. But the day the king marries her, can anyone slap her again? Now, what now happens? The one who slapped her, who was more powerful than her, is now under her feet. She will sit in the palace and she will tell them to go and bring her. Am I saying the truth here? Before you came, you have seen that sickness as a serious matter. You have been tied to it for years and you fear for your life. But now that you are hearing this, it is under your feet. It no longer has power over you. How many people are ready to take their healing here? Listen to what Jesus said. In John 3:31, Jesus said, whatever is from above is above all. Now, can I say this to you? If you understand who you are now, sickness trying to attempt you is like a snake trying to bite a stone. Are you listening to what I'm saying? You are far above all principalities and powers. They are the ones behind sickness and diseases. So none of them can stop you tonight. As you say no to that sickness, as you say no to that disease, you are walking out free. You are walking out free. I say you are walking out free. I say you are walking out free. So, you will not need to wait. Now that you have this understanding. Now look, Jesus took, and God does not take as men take. He took and is still taking, and he will keep taking, and he will continue to take. The hand is still moving. He's still taking. He's still taking. He's still taking. And even if there are 2 million people here, he will take them all in 1 second. 1 second. 1 second. 1 second. Heaven is ready. Heaven is positioned. The moment we give the go ahead, it begins to happen. And I've already said, in 5 minutes, there will be all manner of commotions here. All manner of healings and deliverance. In 5 minutes! He said in Philippians 2:12, he said, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Work it out. God has given it. You need to take it. How do you take? You stretch out your hand. The woman with the issue of blood, she stretched out her hand with her last breath. She didn't care if she died. She pressed with her last strength. God has given. Now I must take. God has given. Now I must take. We don't go by feelings. Are you listening to what I'm saying? If you believe, you will step out. The lame will walk. The blind will see. Partial sight will be healed. Every kind of disease, every kind of sickness, among the 39 stripes that Jesus paid the price for, shall be healed here. HIV will disappear like it was never there. Every growth in the body will disappear in a moment. Diabetes, high blood pressure. Did you hear that testimony about high blood pressure? She came last year. Now she's here with her testimony. You also will return with your testimony. They told you, you will need operation. Hear me. The word of God is the knife of God. Hebrews 4:12. He said the word of God is sharp. And is able to pierce through to the dividing asunder. That is where the surgeon's knife can reach. The word of God will reach there. They say you need operation, but after now, when you go to check again, they will tell you you no longer need it. They will tell you you no longer need it. Instant, on the spot. Instant, because at every issue, they always got it instantly. Leprous man, instant. Paralyzed man, instant. Blind man, instant. Every one of them, instant. Instant means right now. Instant means this moment. You will never need to come back. 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 How many are ready now? You want it now? I'm not hearing you at all. I want to hear you louder. I want to hear you jumping. Rise up on your feet. Hallelujah. Instant. That's the word. On the spot. On the spot. In case anyone ever told you God is teaching you something with sickness, it's a lie from the pit of hell. It's a lie from the pit of hell. In case anyone ever told you, you know this thing that you did is why you are going through this, it's a lie from the pit of hell. Can I say this to you? The same way it is impossible for a man to be pregnant. It's the same way it is impossible for God to do wickedness. He doesn't have the ability for wickedness. He doesn't. The same way, you may like to be pregnant for your wife, but you don't have what it takes. No matter how hard you try, you can't carry it. You are not made to carry it. God does not have ability to be wicked. So God cannot be behind your problem. As a matter of fact, what he told us in James chapter 5, he said, if anyone is sick, call to the elders of the church. Let them pray for him. The prayer of faith will save the sick. And if he has committed any sin, we will not ask him. We won't say, hey, it's because of your sin. No, we will heal him first. Then we'll now say, which sin did you commit? Eh? Oh yeah, let's forgive you. That's to let you know God's own scale of preference. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Healing you comes first. Delivering you comes first. Every other thing is secondary. God is ready, but are you ready? Now, lift up your hand, lift up your voice, and express your readiness in strength. Nemo sikala brado shikale brosede. Ayabo shanda yakata hika kote. Ekete kete kele boko sikalo brako shika hika botebe nebo siha. Kalelo siyabo sede ko sikala brade no shiha. It's already happening. It's already happening. It's happening already. Ayaya bobo shikale borebo sedebo sihada. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Now listen to this. There are three things here tonight. Three. One, your faith. That comes out of the understanding that you have already received, that Jesus took. So if he took, it's no longer there. If it is not there, what is this one now? Are you hearing what I'm saying? You can walk out on any devil. You can disgrace any devil here by that understanding. And number two, the word of God came to you. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the word of God because it's the power of God unto salvation. Salvation is healing, deliverance. The power of God that makes healing, deliverance possible. And then number three, you'll be anointed with oil. But first, lift up your two hands before we go into the anointing now. Now in the name of Jesus, I release the healing power of God right now in the name of Jesus. Zenie sukaredo shikala ine sukarus kalilo sihe akika kote kete kele ko shikayakata. Neno sika ruska lilo. Take it now. Take it now. Just lift up your hands. It's happening already. It's happening. The healing virtues is flowing right here in the house. Areno sika lova robede koshiha. Maniko rosiedi. All manner of deliverance. All manner. Take it. Take it now. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. Kaleko sikalo bredo siedo boshiha. Come on, take it, 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 take it. Now. Now, right now, take it now, receive it now, take it right now, it is yours already, take it, take it, take it, it's happening, have it now, have it now, have it now. Come on, it's happening all over the place, take yours, take it, take it, lose yourself, take it. Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. The power of God is all over the place. Take it. Take it. Take it now. Ayakuta karidu sede. Eko toko roko sikele brede koshiha. Take it. 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 Aya ya koko toko toko rekete kete 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 kere koshiha. It's happening already. It's happening already. It is happening already. Come on, take your own. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Gaba gadi golo brogo zegede gede goshiga igada. Hallelujah. Listen to this. Listen, please. I keep hearing the word edict, 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 and the Spirit of God won't let me go. Now, hear me. Whatever case of headache that has been here for years, whether migraine, whatever they call it, that has been there for years, you are hereby declared healed. Let every one such person put your right hand on your head. Put it on your head in case you have such a case. Now, in the name of Jesus, be made whole. Be healed now. That wicked hand on your head is lifted off. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now you are going to be anointed. Already some people have received their healings here. Now the anointing will seal it. And every remaining case will get their own. Remember, nobody was ever told by Jesus to come back tomorrow. Everyone got it instantly, got it immediately. Nobody ever came back tomorrow. By this threefold cord that cannot be broken, you are hereby let loose now. As soon as you touch the oil, you touch your forehead and you begin to pray. Go, 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 please. For time. As soon as you touch your head, you are praying. You are praying. You are praying. You are praying. Your case is settled today, not tomorrow. It is settled today. As soon as you are anointed, you are praying. You are praying profusely. In the name of Jesus, receive strength in every joint of your body. Receive strength now. In every joint of your body, receive strength. Receive strength in every joint of your body. In every joint of your body, receive strength in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, receive strength now. Netush kalilu sadia. Makete bredo siha. Adia sukaredo shikala. Matekele go sihadosh. Lift up your voice and pray. Kaleko sikalo brosete boshikala bada. Check it. It is gone already. Check it. Check it. It's no longer there. It's gone. It is gone. It is gone already. Check it. Check it. Check it. Check it. Check it. It's gone already. It's done. It's done. Check it. It's no longer there. I can see a paralyzed hand healed. That paralyzed hand is healed. It's healed now. Start trying it. Start swinging it. Start trying it. Start swinging it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Now, wherever you have felt the touch of God in any way, quickly come on out here. We are going to take some testimonies. Come quickly now. Come, come, come. Right now. You have been touched. Quickly. Come out here now. Come out here now. Come, come quickly. Come, come, come here. Come here. Here. Come, come, come this way quickly. Come this way. Come this way now. Come this way now. Come this way now. Start checking your body. That growth is no longer there. That pain has disappeared. Come quickly. Come, come, come right now. Come, come. Come here. Come here. Come here. Those with cases that needs to be tested. First thing tomorrow morning, you go check your body. Or you go today to go make your test. And then you return to the class tomorrow to share your testimony. Every case of HIV is healed already. It's no longer there. It's no longer there. It's no longer there. It's no longer there. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come quickly. Amen. Somebody came in on plastic chair, now he's walking. Give God the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give Jesus the glory. Give Jesus the praise. Every case is settled here tonight. Every case, every case, every case, every case. Come on, give Jesus the praise. This is the man walking by himself. Give Jesus the praise. Give Jesus the praise. Hold one hand. Just hold one hand for him and let him be walking. Come, 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 come to me. There is perfection. There is perfection now. There is perfection now. There is perfection now. In the name of Jesus. As if they are anointed. And so it's it we should believe. Hallelujah. Yes, this is the altar that way. Keep coming. Give him the praise. It's happening, oh. Another one on the wheelchair rising again. Give God the praise. Give God the praise.
Praise the Lord. Please, let's listen to these, some of these summarized testimonies. Ekere Samson, if you are nearby, you can come around. Ekere Samson, generalized body pains healed. Obi Franklin, 2 years of migraine headache healed. If you hear your name and you are around, just come out here. Promise, Atisa, 8 years growth dissolved and 8 years headache healed. Promise, Atisa. Rose Mpame, 13 years chronic headache healed. Oladipupo, Lydia, 30 years migraine, healed. Please, if you hear your name and you are nearby, just come out here. Stella Ovigo, 20 years migraine, healed. If you hear your name, just come out here. Faith Adebola, 10 years headache, healed. Ogun Tuga Bosede, 5 years headache, healed. Are you putting your hand together for Jesus? Do you know what it is to have headache for 5 years? Edda Henry Dankwa, 6 years high blood pressure and kidney problem, healed. Akinyele Duro Dola, 10 years prostate cancer symptoms and pains, healed. Wow. Gerard Okwa, 15 years of moving objects in the body, gone. Rose Quadajo, 5 years headache, healed. Apo Mome Donado, 6 years pain from accident, gone. Wanyaju Salomon Success, 3 years body pain, healed. Moji Bade Whitson, 4 years fibroid and blood fallopian tube symptom, healed. Mr. Luke Afolaton, 20 years of urinating constantly and dripping, stopped. Chinedu Mbano, 5 years malaria and typhoid headache, healed. Amaka Osula, 14 years leg pain, healed. Patrick Etim, 3 weeks partial stroke, healed. Are you clapping for Jesus?
These are the ones we hold to.
We are still trying to summarize so many of them. Anthony Ikudu, 5 years neck pain, healed. Njikoka Achilike, 2 years head, neck, and waist pain, gone. Are you clapping for Jesus? Let's rise our feet and begin to give God thanks for this instant testimony.
Rise up on your feet now. Lift up your hand and give God thanks for your own healing. It's done already. It is done already. He never turns anyone back. He never tells anyone to come back tomorrow. Give him praise. Lift up your voice. Give him the glory. Now that healing is perfected. Some have seen theirs immediately. Some as they are going, they will see it. Some before the evening service, it is the settled. Just look out for it. If he did one person's own, he has done your own already. Go in peace and be blessed of the Lord. Tomorrow, the same time. The same time. There may be some people here who need a second touch. That means you may need to come again tomorrow. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So, he will perfect every one person's story here tomorrow. And for everyone who have testified today, 30 years, I know I heard that word on headache. 30 years migraine, you will never see it again. is gone and